We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday, it's July 22nd, it's 2021, and we have 8 baseball games to talk about here on today's slate. I'm joined by the man himself, Dre, Drizzy26, one of the hottest DFS players in the world right now. What's happening, buddy?
Not much, just hanging in there, trying to hopefully have another good night tonight if possible, but we got to see if these Houston Astros and Boston Red Sox can continue to put up some runs.
This guy's like, just hanging in there, trying to have another big night that, you know, what, like 15 big nights over the last like month and a half. I mean, you've been crushing it, dude. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Stevie. Just trying to, you know, be the best and just, you know, continue to put the work in to keep climbing and keep grinding. So,
I mean, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. All right, let's get into it. We got 8 games. It feels like all week this week it's been like the pitching's been so eh. You know, the weekend's going to get all the good pitching, it feels like, this weekend. You're not going to hear me talk about good pitching this week, is what it seems like. So let's get started with Atlanta at Philadelphia. This game has a 9 total. Atlanta's a 125 favorite. We got Charlie Morton against Matt Moore. Any interest here in Charlie Morton?
I mean, with the slate being, like, just looking at the slate right now briefly, Charlie Morton, at least on DK, is at, like, 8-7. I'm probably going to have a little bit of interest in him just for the simple fact of the price. And, like you said, pitching is not all that great today, as it has been the past couple of days. So I can see myself getting to him a little bit, definitely on DK, and probably on FanDuel as well, being at 8-8. So I like those prices for him. Even though the matchup's a little bit tough with Philly, been playing a little bit better lately. I still think I'm going to get to him for sure, though.
Yeah, I mean, Philly is – I feel like they're such a hit-or-miss offense. Like, Charlie Morton is one of the more talented pitchers on the slate. You're looking at – this Philly lineup and their strikeouts, like Realmuto, McCutchen, Hoskins, they're overall above average hitters, but I mean, there's still guys that strike out, even like Brad Miller, if he's in there, you're really worried about like Gene Segura. He doesn't strike out. Bryce Harper actually is a guy that, you know, has a high walk rate with a lower strikeout rate. So, I mean, I think Charlie Morton's in play, not my favorite, but I think he's in play. And then on the other side of this game, you got Matt Moore. I mean, the Braves lineup is really banged up right now, but I still don't see myself using Matt Moore. Do you have any interest in him here?
No, none whatsoever. I'll be probably just trying to get as many bats. Hopefully, even though I know the Braves lineup is going to be like a little bit watered down, I still might try to get some of the bats in there as like a mini stack in there against them.
Yeah, it's like any of these righties, you know, against Moore, like this guy, 405 WOBA, 290 ISO, 47% hard hit rate against right-handed hitters this season. So any of these righties, as far as the bats go for Atlanta, I mean, it's the righties, like I just said, Swanson, Albies, Riley, if he's in there, you could potentially get some value with some of these righties that are cheaper. What are your thoughts here on the Braves?
Well, definitely. Those are the main bats I would definitely attack. I don't even mind. I know Freddie Freeman, I know, is a lefty, but I still like him a little bit. He'll be different. He'll be someone I think that'll be a little bit lower on the tournament. So he's someone I definitely don't mind having a part of my stack to be different in the lineups. And I know, because you know he has that power, and he still brings that upside to the table. So those are definitely the bats I don't mind for sure. I love getting to Albies a lot in this spot, too. Against him, so that's someone I would target for sure, along with Swanson, and probably, like I said, go with a little bit of Freddie Freeman. That's a little bit of a different approach if you want to go like a little three man to be different with that, with him.
On the other side, do you have any interest here in the Phillies?
Well, the Phillies, I have some interest, but I think I'm just going to see how weather plays tomorrow, because I know in Philly it's been a little bit hotter. So Morris, I know he's not the best pitcher on the slate today, but he still is a decent pitcher. So I do like to try to, if he's going to be popular, I do like trying to take some of these bats against him. I do like trying to get, you know, to a little bit of like Rhys Hoskins, maybe the lineup. Definitely, like you talked about Bryce Harper before too, and Didi, if he's in the lineup. I love taking those guys too, and Segura. So I don't mind playing Philly at all. They're probably not going to be my top overall stack, but I'm definitely going to have some exposure to them, especially if it's going to be hot and humid out in Philly.
Yeah, I mean, when you're targeting Charlie Morton, you really want guys to make a lot of hard contact, because like he is a guy, and you want guys to hit the ball up in the air. So, I mean, when you're looking at this Philly lineup overall, Harper, Hoskins maybe would be the guys. Like Harper, I think, is pretty much matchup proof. McCutcheon's been running on the really good side of variance this season, but he's a high ground ball guy, and like that worries me. Hoskins is a big time fly ball guy. Didi's a fly ball guy. So like, I think they're okay. It's an 8-game slate. They're not my favorite. You know, if they're coming in at very low ownership, maybe that's where you take a shot or two. But again, I don't see myself ending up there. We got San Diego at Miami. No total in this game. Blake Snell against Thompson. It sounds like it's going to be Zach Thompson starting or opening this game for Miami. Any interest here in Blake Snell?
Definitely no. No.
It's like, Mount.
Yeah, no, he's just been, he's not the same Blake Snell as he was before. He had one good game out of probably like maybe his past, what, 5, 6, 7 starts. And it was against the Mets. I mean, it was against, the Mets, when he had 61 fantasy points on FanDuel, and probably like around 70. I mean, around what? Then he had, 38 on DK. So yeah, that was a more down Mets lineup. I think that took everything from Blake Snell. I don't think he's really healthy yet. So until I see that he's completely healthy and back to normal, I can't roster Blake Snell.
I just want to see what his ownership looks like here, because the Marlins lineup kind of stinks. I mean, you're really worried about like Marte Duvall and Jesus Aguilar, unless they can go like very right-handed heavy against them here. And they can, depending on, you know, some of the injuries and stuff. But with Cooper out and Chisholm out, I mean, this lineup is not as scary as it typically is. Snell has been terrible. No doubt about it. Like, he has really struggled. 52% hard hit rate against righties this season. So if he's going to be really popular because of the price, I'm more apt to play in some of the Marlins bats than I am to play Blake Snell. And then Zach Thompson on the other side. I mean, we don't have a large sample size on him. I mean, the strikeout rate in AAA looks promising, but he's facing San Diego. Like, I know it's a good ballpark, but we're not paying $8,900 for Zach Thompson going up against San Diego.
No, definitely not. I can't see myself. I might have maybe a little bit of exposure, if anything, but I can't see myself getting to him for that price. He's just too expensive for me. And I'd rather just, like I said, I'd rather go down and play a lot of Charlie Morton than play him against some other pitchers that we have on the slate. Even though pitching is horrible, but I'm not taking a chance against San Diego, even though it is a pitcher's park and not a park made for hitting. But I rather like the bats on this side of the gate than the pitching.
I mean, the bats here for San Diego, I mean, Fernando Tatis Jr. is always someone that's in play. I think Gresham at 3,700 stands out a lot. Eric Hosmer at 4K. Even if you're wanting to play like Machado and Tatis, like the San Diego stack is not as expensive as it usually is.
Yes, I agree with that. So I love Gresham in this spot. To me, he's going to be probably one of my favorite plays to get to from this team. And obviously Tatis, he's just almost, as you would say, matchup proof. That's why I consider Tatis. You got to take the chance of every single day. So I love getting to those two as my top two hitters from San Diego. Then obviously some Manny Machado, and then I would try to work my way maybe down a line or two. Maybe get a little bit. I know he's not a popular play, but Joe Panic in my stacks just to be different.
As far as Miami goes, I mean, Marte, Aguilar, Duvall, obviously those guys stand out here, but I mean, Alfaro's 2,500 on DraftKings. Like, if you're looking for a cheap catcher, I think it really, you know, Dre, when we're looking at this spot, like if Snell is going to be popular, I think we have to look at the Miami Marlins here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if Snell is popular tomorrow on DK, I will probably have a lot of Miami bats tomorrow. I already know it. I can see it happening. It just makes sense to me. Because everyone's going to think that, hey, you know, they're going to psych themselves into place now because this pitching's not that good on the slate. And then they're going to sit there and say, well, we have to take somebody. And he has someone that has that upside, but he hasn't been that great all this year. So to me, I love taking Miami in this spot and going with the guys, like you said, like Alfaro is definitely someone I like to look at. Marte, even though I know they've been doing a lot of weird things with Marte, as far as having him in and out the lineup, he's someone I love to get in the lineup. He's going to play Adam Duvall as well, and Miguel Rojas. So like the top half of the lineup is someone that's definitely in play for me. I'm probably going to be heavy on in tournaments because I don't think Noah's going to really be on them and probably going to be on more so on the Snell side.
All right, we're moving on. It is the Yankees and the Red Sox, one of the best rivalries in baseball, and it seems like they play each other every other week. We had a 10 total in this game, and Boston's a slight favorite here at 120. Jordan Montgomery against Tanner Houch, I think is how he says his name. Any interest here in Montgomery?
I mean, the price is appealing, but the Red Sox are just hitting too well right now. I might have a little bit, but probably not that much. His price looks good, a little bit like, at least I guess okay on DraftKings and on FanDuel as well. It depends what I need as far as the bats wise, if I get some or not, but I can see myself having a little bit of exposure to him, but not that much. Cause like I said, Boston's been hitting so well this year.
Yeah. I mean, and they're hitting the ball really well right now. Yes. So I think this is a really tough spot for Montgomery, and I'm just out. Tanner Houck, I don't know. This lineup is so banged up right now. So banged up. I just don't know if I can trust Houck to pitch deep into this game. You know, what, 60, 70 pitches? 80 if we're, like, super lucky? I mean, it's somewhat appealing, but I don't know if I can do it.
I mean, 300, that's a cheap price on DK, so it might be worth the shot, especially like you said, with the Yankees not having their best lineup out there. Especially if he can make it to five innings, I'll be happy with him at that price. That's what I look at it. So I definitely do not mind having some shots, taking some shots with him in tournaments. Because the lineup has just not been great. It was that with COVID protocols right now. So I'll take my chances on playing him a little bit in tournaments, but he's not gonna be my first option that I look at. He's gonna be someone I use to maybe help me get in some more higher own expensive bats to get different with my stacks.
Yeah, I mean, if you're playing I think even if you're playing like a 20 entry max tournament on DraftKings today, I think you get exposure to him at that. And like the reason that I'm saying that is we don't want to play Matt Moore. I don't think we want to play Quantrill. We don't want to play Patino. And anybody that goes under 8K is going to be looking at Snell and Heaney. So, I mean, you're trying to get a little different. And like the Yankees lineup, I mean, this is a lineup that is just, I mean, it's without Judge. It's without Luke Voit. It's without Urshela. It's without Higgs. I mean, it is really banged up right now between COVID and injury. So it's not your typical Yankees lineup. Let's talk bats in this game. Anything standing out to you here for the Yankees?
For the Yankees, not really. I might take a couple shots with them. It's obviously a predominantly righty lineup. So I like Odor as a one-off, obviously, and then the park where you get hit. But I like him. I like DJ a little bit too as well. And I guess we got to see if they're going to have Tyler Wade in the lineup or not. Because if he is in the lineup, I like targeting him a little bit. Because the Yankees, like, and this is the thing, it's a catch-22 with them because, like, the night before last, they had the same watered down lineup, but put up with like 7 or 8 runs. So that was kind of interesting. I wasn't expecting that. With that line that they had out there. So they're still the Yankees and still were taking a little bit of shots on with some of the players that they have because they clearly have some type of talent throughout the whole their lineups. But I don't think it's someone that you have to get a lot of exposure to. I would say have like maybe like 1 or 2 lineups, if at all, in like a 150 max or if you're running like 50 lineups with the exposure to the Yankees.
Listen, I mean, the Bad Sox, the bad portion of the Red Sox bullpen is bad. So, I mean, if the Yankees get to this kid early and they're putting up runs and, I mean, Houck might not even make it at, like, the third inning, then you're getting that bad part of the bullpen. And, like, it's in Fenway. So, I mean,
it's very possible.
Yeah, they could score 10 plus here. It wouldn't shock me. The Red Sox side of this game, I love the Red Sox. I think the downside to the Red Sox is obviously the Yankees bullpen. But, I mean, you're getting JD at 4.4. Kiki Hernandez should bat leadoff at 3.8. Hunter Renfroe is 3K. Vasquez is 2.9K. I mean, even like Dahlback's 2.4K. This lineup just overall is really cheap for this spot.
Yes, it is. It's very cheap and cheap on both sides for the most part too. So I love getting to them. They're probably like if I have to guess just right now, from where I'm looking at the slate, they're probably gonna be easily like one of my top 2, if not 3 favorite stacks to go with tomorrow. And obviously gonna get different with the lineups a little bit, but I love everyone that's projected to be in that lineup right now, from top to bottom. So I would try to get as much exposure to the Red Sox as I possibly can. And I love. I don't know how many times I can say this. I love targeting like Kiki Hernandez tomorrow, and what is his name? Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, I mean, like the rest of the stack is just so cheap that it's so easy to like get Xander and those guys in there. So, I mean, yeah, I think this is a great spot to target the Red Sox, and they're hitting home runs in bunches right now. So you just want to keep that rolling. And I mean, you always like to play the Red Sox and the Yankees. I like when the Red Sox beat the Yankees, but.
Anyway. That's a whole other story we could talk about because
yeah, I mean, listen,
we both are the opposite side of that.
Both of our teams are not that good, so we have a lot that we're waiting. Like as a Red Sox fan, I'm like, all right, bring on next year. We got Tampa. like I mean, the Yankees can't stay healthy either. It's not like they're bad. Like if they make the playoffs, they could make a run, but we'll see. Tampa at Cleveland, 9 total. Tampa is a 127 favorite here. Patino against Quantrill. Any interest here in Patino?
Not really. It depends how many innings he's gonna go, which I'm looking right now at his previous innings. He's the most he's gonna his last outing, which was five innings. So if he can get that against this terrible Cleveland lineup, then I would have a little bit of interest. Because pitching is just not that great today, but if he can't, then I have no interest. I'm going to have to dig into the numbers a little bit more, look at his strikeout rate and how it fares. So, but I can't see myself getting to that much of him tomorrow, honestly.
I mean, this lineup is really, really banged up right now, especially if Jose Ramirez doesn't play. But, I mean, overall, it's not like Patino's a big strikeout guy. So, I think he's okay. Like I wouldn't go out of my way to like talk you off of playing him, but I feel like there are guys in this range that could outscore him. I mean, he has a 32% K rate against righties and like a 15% K rate against lefties. So if they do roll out a bunch of righties here, then I have way more interest in him. But I mean, I think it's all going to come down to what this lineup looks like. I think that's what we're going to be looking at. We're going to be researching him when the lineup comes out, because there is possibility of having like 6 or 7 righties in this lineup tomorrow. And if Jose Ramirez is not in it, I mean, it's not like crushing lefties in this lineup either. So, I mean, we'll have to see. Quantrill on the other side of this game. I mean, this guy, you know, he's been throwing 85 to 90 pitches here recently, but I mean, you got to overpower the Rays, and he's not a guy that's going to go out and overpower the Rays.
Yeah, and I agree with that. So he's someone that I definitely do not want to have at all, like in my player pool at all tomorrow against Tampa Bay Rays, because we know that they like to switch their lineups based on the pitcher and everything how they go. So that's not something I'm looking to target. I would like to target like elite pitchers going against the Rays more so than something like Quantrill. So. He's someone that's a no for me.
I mean, really just any pitcher that has a strikeout rate over like 25-27% is in play against the Rays because of how much they strike out. But this dude has a 16% K rate. He has a 263 ISO, and he's allowing 41% hard contact on 45% fly balls to lefties. So I think we're looking at some of these Rays bats here, these lefties. What are your thoughts here on the Rays?
Yep, I agree with that 100%. The lefties is what's in play for me. Someone I definitely can't wait to use. Like, they're going to be, and I think they're not going to be as high on as, well, maybe because it's an 8-game slate, they might end up being as high on or at least mediocrely on, but they're not going to be that popular of a team. So I think you get away with probably having a few stacks of them. And again, and hopefully into, you know, a big game by them. I love, obviously, like you said, the lefties, like G-Man Choi, someone I like a lot. Brandon Lau or Lowe, like a lot. Joey Wendell. Those guys are definitely want to target in my lineups and have them for sure. Even in Austin Meadows as well. So, and Kiermaier, just lefties all up and down this lineup that they're going to probably have. And I would just honestly play as many of them as I possibly can. I like them as a little bit of a sneaky stack today, actually. Now that I'm thinking more about it, I'm at the lineup too as well.
Cleveland bats, anything standing out to you for Cleveland?
Oh,
I mean, yeah, this lineup is just so banged up right now, that it's really hard to trust any of these guys. Up next, we got the Cubs and the Cardinals, 8 total here. Cardinals are 135 favorites. We got Alizé against Kim. Any interest here in Alizé?
I probably can't. I mean, it's, in tournaments, I said you can a little bit because he does have enough talent where he can probably pay off his price. Because it is St. Louis, who they haven't been hitting as well as they normally have been. But Alize also hasn't been pitching that great either. So I like him. I like having maybe a little bit of exposure to him in tournaments, especially to be different. I don't know how high on he's going to be, but he's someone I would definitely like to get to, especially with pitching being so, in general, up in the air lately too as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the lineup. Like the lineup that they rolled out, on Wednesday, they only had two lefties in there. So if they're going to roll out a 6-7 right-handed heavy lineup, I mean, this guy is very good against righties. Where he struggles is lefties. Like, he allows a lot of hard contact, a lot of power to lefties. And I mean, he just really hasn't developed that like lefty out pitch yet. And I mean, we see this from time to time. Like, his slider is just not as efficient as it is against righties. So, or effective. So I think Alize depends on the lineup, but I definitely think he's in play today. We're going to probably see enough righties to make him very playable. And then Kim on the other side of this game, I mean, the Cubs are struggling big time right now. My problem with Kim is he's just not a big strikeout guy. He's 8,100. He's priced like he's a big strikeout guy. He just dominated this team a couple weeks ago. What are your thoughts on Kim?
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to try to take a chance on too. He's not a big strikeout guy, but the Cubs have it's been so bad lately. I think he's warrants you taking a chance on him in tournaments. Maybe not that much of a chance, but a little bit. So he's someone I definitely will probably keep my pool tomorrow and get a little bit of exposure to him. More so definitely on DK than FanDuel for sure.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the bats go, Baez is super interesting and Wisdom super interesting. If Bryant's back in the lineup, I mean, it's a lefty-righty matchup. What are your thoughts here when it comes to the Cubs?
Cubs? I'm a little different with them because they've been sometimes when they have been in good matchups and haven't crushed when they should have and they have the perfect spot to. They've just been playing so bad lately. I don't know why. I know besides some people being injured and hurt and out the lineup, but I'm gonna have a little bit of exposure to it. I like Baez definitely tomorrow for sure. And I don't mind getting to even a little bit of Contreras if you said and Rizzo, even though I know it's lefty-lefty. And even Hap. So, like, they have some good hitters still there. And, like you said, Wisdom as well. It's just more so how are they going to perform. So, it's just more so I'm iffy on them. I think I'll have a little bit of exposure, not that much. But I guess we'll just have to see where it falls with it.
I mean, I really like the Rizzo call because, like, it is lefty-lefty and not a lot of people are going to play him. But, I mean, he's very good against lefties. And Kim, you know, he walks lefties and he struggles with, like, command against lefties a lot. So, I mean, you could go Contreras, Rizzo, Baez, Wisdom, four-man. And if Brian's in there, you can make it a five-man. So, I don't hate it. So down on the Cubs right now. So yeah. It's like they're the definition of like variance. It's so tough to like play them, but I mean, I think they're okay, but I mean, we'll see. Do you have any interest in the Cardinals bats?
Not really. This doesn't seem like I just can't see the really play much lately. I'd rather just not play them at all personally. I'd rather take the stand on Alize being better and more dominant against them than playing them.
Yeah, I mean, I want to target lefties against Alize, and it's like, what are these lefties that I'm going to like get super excited about? Well, none of them. So, I mean, that's probably where I end up here. We move on. We got the Angels and the Twins. This game currently sitting at a 9 total, and the Twins are a 140 favorite. Andrew Heaney, Kenta Maeda. Any interest here in Andrew Heaney?
Maybe a little bit. Not a lot. It's not going to be that many options, so I expect him to kind of be maybe a little bit more popular tomorrow, especially versus the Minnesota Twins. And his price point is at 6.9, so on DK, which is a really good price. But I'm going to probably not have that much exposure to him. He hasn't been great his last few outings. And I just wanted, I wanted to take a wait approach and see how he does. And this Minnesota team, I know they do have a lot of big bats that will strike out, but I think they also have a lot of bats that can hit really well, obviously hit the ball really well and put the ball in play. So he's someone I'm going to have maybe a little bit, but not a lot of exposure to tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, overall, when you're looking at this Minnesota team, they're much better against left-handed pitching. So if he's going to be chalk, it goes back to the whole like Blake Snell conversation. I think that like this is a spot you just kind of stay away from. Maeda on the other side of this game is 9K. I don't love the price tag, but I mean with Rendon and Trout out, I mean, You're beating like three guys, and I should have said like Justin Upton too. I mean you're beating three guys, so I mean Upton's getting close too. So we'll see if he's back or not. Do you have any interest here in Kenta Maeda?
Yeah, I do. I know the only person we really got to worry about that lineup is obviously Shohei, but I'll take my chances and play some Maeda. Pitching is just not that great today, as we talked about before, and he's someone I think that you can take that chance on, and 9K is an expensive price to pay, but I'm gonna bet on that he can get some of the strikeouts and have some upside in this matchup and perform well.
All right, let's talk bats here. Anything standing out to you for the Angels?
Angels. Not really, besides Shohei. Honestly, the only person I would play the Angels right now as a one-off, and that's exactly because he's not almost, but almost like guaranteed. Like I said, a home run every single night that he's up at bat. But he's just a guy I would be on for sure.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like Ohtani. He's in play every single day at this point. Jared Walsh was like playable, and like his price is so expensive now that it's so tough to play him. I mean, he's the other like power threat right now in this lineup. The Minnesota side of things, I mean, I kind of want to attack Heaney here. Like we've seen blow up Andrew Heaney, and we've seen like dominant Andrew Heaney. And like if you get the blow up Andrew Heaney, like you get Nelson Cruz, you got Polanco, you got Garver, Josh Donaldson. There's enough righties in this lineup to do damage here against a guy like Heaney.
Yes, and I agree. And I love, to me, Minnesota is another team I like. I like also like targeting Snell and Garver. I don't know if you mentioned Garvin, you might have, but those are just two of the guys I like getting to in that lineup for sure. And I even if like Max Kepler, he should hopefully be in a lineup tomorrow. I know it's a lefty-lefty, but he's someone I definitely don't mind getting to for as well as Trevor Larnage. So pretty much just everyone in that lineup, I don't mind having a full stack of them tomorrow and seeing where the chips fall with them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here in Minnesota. I think they're very playable on this slate. We move on. We got San Francisco at LA taking on the Dodgers. We got Bueller going up against Desclafani in this one. 8 total. The Dodgers are 170 favorite here. Any interest here in Desclafani?
I mean, I want to see what the Dodgers lineup looks like tomorrow because we've been hearing a couple guys are coming, getting ready to come back. But I'm not sure. So if we can get a lineup out early enough, that'll gauge my interest in them for sure. Granted, they're still dangerous regardless, but if Mookie Betts is not in there still and Seager's not in there still, then I kind of want to take some chances and play some Desclafani. But if they are back and going to be there, then I probably will be out on him for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see myself using Descofani at 9,300, but if Turner, Betts are out and this lineup is really, really bad, then, I mean, you got to adjust the lineups every single day that you're playing fantasy baseball. Walker Buehler on the other side of this game, as much as I love the Giants overall, I think Walker Buehler is the best play on the slate. This Giants lineup is just really banged up right now, with Longoria, Crawford, and Belt out. So what are your thoughts here when it comes to Walker Buehler?
Yeah, just play him. He's the best pitcher on the slate. Dude, I mean, there's other options you can take a chance on, yes, but to me, just play Walker Buehler. He's just the closest thing to – he's, I guess, an ace, or the closest thing to an ace on the slate, and he's something I think we just have to lock in tomorrow, at least on probably FanDuel. 10.5K is a little bit price. It's not that expensive to pay for him. I think he's worth the price point. And, yeah, we'll just play him. And then on DK, he's at – what is he on DK? 10.5 too. So yeah, just lock him in and figure it out. And figure out who your SP2 is from there. I wouldn't even worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as bats, I don't really have any interest in the Giants here.
But yeah, me either. Maybe Yaz is a one-off, if anything, but that's about it. Other than that, I can't see myself getting to him. And maybe even a little bit of Lamonte Wade too. That's about it. So some of those lefties in there, I think can get to Walker Buehler a little bit, but that's about it.
And then as far as the Dodgers go, I mean, if this is really going to be the lineup, and you really just Muncy, Smith, Taylor, I don't see myself using the Dodgers at these prices.
Yeah, I can't. I can't see myself targeting them that much. I don't know how many runs they're going to put up. I don't think it'll be a lot with the way the lineup is looking. So I would be out on them. But if you did want to target some of them, I would definitely target, obviously, guys like Muncy, Bellinger for sure, as the top two options, to see maybe if we get Beatty back in the lineup too as well. That I would take some chances on them too. But other than that, I'm going to probably be out of the Dodgers as a whole tomorrow.
All right, we finish it out with Oakland at Seattle, Sean Manaea and Chris Flexen. Any interest here in Sean Manaea?
I was struggling with this because I was looking at this slate early before we got on today. I want to play Sean Manaea. I really do. I just don't know. I mean, he's been pitching well too. And like, he's been pitching horrible lately, but how much of him am I going to get to? I don't know. With me having a few other pitchers that I might want to target more, and maybe some bats I like, but I like him. The last time he played Seattle, he pitched a great game. I'll do my best to get to him. I like him in the spot, but I don't know how much I want to get to him, honestly, just being realistic.
I mean, depending on like the value that we get on this slate, if I can go Buehler Manaea, I think that's like one of a very few amount of combos on this slate that can go for 50 plus fantasy points as far as like pitching.
Yep.
And I mean, getting 50 from your pitchers is always like, all right, well, if my like secondary stack helps out my main stack, then like I'm cruising when that kind of stuff happens. So I mean, I still prefer Buehler over Manaea, but I don't hate the idea, especially in cash games, of like playing them together. It seems like ever since like the All-Star break, it seems like every day there's like at least one or two 2K players, you know, that are just coming to play. I don't know. I like Manaea. I'm definitely not going out of my way to play bats against him. Chris Flexen on the other side of this game, I mean, I think he's okay. He's not a terrible option. He's not like a guy that typically goes out and gets a bunch of strikeouts. You get your upside from Flexen from not allowing a lot of home runs and walks and going deeper into games. Do you have any interest in him here?
Not much interest in him, honestly, going against Oakland. I think I'm going to try to take some of the Oakland bats on that side of the game as a little bit of a, maybe a late night hammer, in my opinion. I just can't see – he's been pitching well lately too, but I just can't see myself really being on him that much tomorrow, honestly.
I mean, man, so many bats in these early games are so much better than some of these bats in the late games, it feels like. Do you have any interest here in Oakland?
I have just a tiny bit, not that much interest in Oakland, but enough where I might, where I don't want to target, like, I don't want to target flexing as much. Like, I do like, I like into guys like Matt Olson, for sure. Mitch Moreland, if he's going to be in this projected line that we have out right now. I like into him. Jed Low, Lowry, is someone I definitely like as well, too. As far as like my top three guys from that team that I definitely don't mind getting to in this lineup too. And I don't mind taking some shots with like Elvis too as well. I guess we just have to wait to see what the lineup has too. Mark Canna is another one I know, righty-righty, but I think he can do he can always get a hit and get on some bases and do some damage.
Good old Oakland, man. And then as far as like Seattle goes, I mean, Haniger as a one-off maybe, but he's so expensive that, I mean, how many times are you really going to end up on a one-off on him?
Yeah, I'm not much, honestly. But and this thing, I would love to definitely try to get some of the like the one-offs. Like Haniger is someone that is a top one-off for me. I don't know how do you feel about getting a little bit to what's his name? I know like JP Crawford or Ty France against him.
Yeah, but like France, okay. So here's the problem with France, in my opinion. Crawford, sure, don't hate that idea. But like France is a first baseman at 4,400.
Yeah.
Like how many times are you gonna one off a first baseman when you're like looking to stack? I mean that I feel like is the problem, right?
Yeah, it is, but to me, it's also different where it makes your lives different, unique. So I kind of don't mind that idea, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, listen, I get what you're saying too about making your lineups unique, but gosh, I hate one off and I hate one off in first basemen, and like Sean Manaea is so good too. That I don't know. I listen, I hear you, but I at the end of the day, I would much rather play like Jesus Aguilar in like a three-man stack against Snell and make my lineups different that way.
I agree with you. I agree with that take. So because definitely with Snell is a much better matchup and going against him. So yeah, you're right.
All right, let's play the morning grind game and then we'll get out of here. Under 8K to get six or more strikeouts. Who do you got here?
Under 8K to get six or more. Oh, God. Goodness. Oh, he's just over 8K, too. Goodness gracious. I can't believe I'm going to say this guy. I'm going to take a chance and say. I can't even say. I can't pull my lips to say that. I'm going to say, even though I like Oakland a little bit today, I'm going to go flexing.
I mean, I think he's the guy. it's pretty bad. I guess I'm going to go Tanner Houck and hope he gets the job done against this line.
Oh, I'll change it to Lewis Patino. Actually, I forgot about him. Briefly against Cleveland, that bad Cleveland lineup. I like it.
All right. Over 8K to score under 15.
Give me DeSclafani.
All right. I mean, I feel like I have to go Zach Thompson. It's such a tough matchup against the Padres. Over 4K to hit a home run. Who do you got?
Over 4K to hit a home run. Give me Give me Realmuto.
All right. That is not who I thought you were going to say. I like it. I'm going to go a little contrarian today and go Sterling Marte against Blake Snell. Under 4K to get two hits.
Under 4K to get two hits. See, I'm trying to be different with these picks and pick players I know who I would target. So that'd be kind of off the board and different. Goodness gracious. You know, since I'm a Yankees guy, if he's in a lineup tomorrow, I would say Greg Allen if he's in the lineup tomorrow. To get to
I mean, man, I feel like that's such Yankees random. I'm messing with you. Give me Trent Grisham at 3,700. We talked about him when we were talking about the Padres.
Yep.
Give me a stack to score six or more runs today.
Oh, Miami.
You took my pick. Give me Minnesota. We're going to take the two teams against the chalky cheap pitchers. Let's go.
Let's go.
Dre, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, not really. Just want to say, you know, don't be afraid to get different. Pitching's obviously has been shaky lately, but just try to dig into the numbers and feel comfortable with who you like and play them and have confidence in them. I recommend everyone don't play Blake Snell, but if you want to play Blake Snell because of his past, do it, and I'll be glad to make money off you guys. That's all I have.
Well, would it be interesting here, like, if Blake Snell ends up being, like, very low owned, then it's like, well, do I end up taking shots on him?
Exactly. Do we end up taking shots on Blake Snell? They'll tell me with that. They will tell me with that, and that's what will happen. Watch.
Oh, I know. I hope it doesn't happen. I'll be honest with you. I hope it doesn't happen because I don't, like I said, I don't want to play him here. So.
Oh, I agree with you.
All right. That's going to wrap it up here for Thursday. We'll be back Friday talking more baseball. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.